pow. Oh man, it said the file. What I got, guys? I'm uploading the theme song. That's what you like out of a podcast when they gotta upload the theme. This file cannot be played. Remove it and try again. All right, I removed the Riff Squad. Here we go. This either is the first or second episode of the Riff City podcast.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, boy, now if you listen to the first episode, you're probably startled why it just ended very suddenly, but we had some sort of malfunction and it was the Riff City just went dark, you know?
Yeah.
There was the grid went out.
Yeah.
The grid went out, man. It was like, riffs.
It was my
cringe. You know, and I think I mentioned on the last podcast, if that ever renders, we're talking like either that's the lost episode or it is the first episode. Yeah. So either way, on my first podcast I had years ago called Wait For It, I had this snowball mic, and we would record like these like epic podcasts. They were probably terrible. I was doing comedy for like 3 years and we'd all be around this one microphone. That's how it was, like caveman podcasting.
Yeah.
And like, if you sat far away, you sound like you were in a different room.
Yeah, of course.
But we would record these episodes and be like, man, that was lit. And like my computer would just freeze and all of it would just be gone. And then we would try to record it again and recreate the riff. And boy,
I don't know if you ever tried to recreate a riff.
And I would try to wedge in stuff. I remember I had this, to this day, I remember this. It was probably one of my best riffs. It was about the gas man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I think somebody on the podcast wasn't used to the gas man, but I was like, I remember growing up and the gas man knocking on the door going, "Gas man!" And he just boom.
Yeah.
And again, like if you lived in an apartment building, the gas man would come in your house and shit. Like if you had, it just, the gas man, the gas man's got keys to everybody's house. It was some wild shit.
Yeah, now they can't do that anymore. You can't be the fucking gas man breaking in and shit.
And you know, people always worry about the milkman fucking your old lady. It's that gas man.
The gas man's got keys.
He's checking that meter. You know?
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, that riff. Well, I don't remember it, but I remember I had this riff, and I tried so desperately to recreate it. And boy, I was like gas man, and everybody's like, we're over the gas man. We're on other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the
mission of this podcast should be for you to find that gas man riff again, you know, riff.
I'll try to get back to it. Maybe it's inside of me somewhere. Subconsciously. Oh, yeah,
it's in the vault, dude.
All right, let me hit the end of this. Oh shit,
dude, this shit's good, man.
it isn't bad.
I forgot who made it, but fuck,
you know, people are like, I mean, I the idea behind this podcast is you're gonna be a part of the riff crew, you're gonna be a riffer. We talked about that on the first maybe episode of this,
right?
And also you're walking around, you're listening to the Riff City, you're in a city, listen to Riff City.
Absolutely.
So, this is transporting you to Riff City.
Riff City. Yeah.
You're out there, you're walking your French bulldog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you're in the city, you got your poop bag, you got your earbuds in.
Yeah.
And you're thinking about Riff City.
Even if you're walking around a lake and you see swans and shit, you're in Riff City.
You're in Riff City.
As you hear this,
the song is over.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna hit the intro. Oh, yeah, there we go. Riff, 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 riff. I'm going to a taco truck tonight.
Yeah, are you?
Nah, I got tacos. I made tacos.
Hey, I ate Italian beef before I left Chicago, and it was garbage.
Oh, that's a shame. Usually the beef is pretty good.
No, I didn't get Al's. I didn't get Famous Al's. I didn't get Portillo's or Al's. I got this place called Ferrero's next to Chinatown, and it was poop.
Man, I got a good Al beef story. Al's beef?
Give it to me.
If you've never been to Chicago, it's a big city. You know, we kind of modeled Riff City after Chicago.
Yeah, you know, did we?
You know how Gotham City is based on, like, New York? Or is it based on Chicago? It depends on the movie. Sometimes it's based on other cities.
Yeah, the Joker, the one with Heath Ledger, is Chicago. They flipped that truck right down there by the Burberry store.
You know, like, the Hall of Justice in one of the movies is based on the Union Station in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Gotham City was Cincinnati at one time. Who knows?
Damn, that'd be
but
sick.
Riff City currently is based on Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, I just went on a Riff tangent. That's going to happen if you're part of the Riff crew. You know that sometimes you're like, oh, here's an Al Beef story. And the next thing you know, we're talking about the Joker. So,
yeah, okay.
I like how I keep calling it Al Beef. And somebody from Chicago is going to fucking
be like, fuck this guy.
They're going to push me down the fucking subway stairs because their subway is elevated. And the subway in Riff City is also elevated.
Yeah. 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 You got to be able to cruise around and see what you're looking at, dude.
But oh yeah, here. So I was in Al Beef. I was there.
Al's famous beef. His name's not Al Beef.
Al Beef. I'll be daft. So I'm at Al's Beef with a comedian who is a female, and she was like, hey, let's have lunch. I was in town in Chicago, and we'll have lunch at the Al's Beef. And I go there, and I ask her how things are going, and she said, oh, she broke up with her boyfriend, which, you know, is always traumatic. Mm-hmm. I go, what happened? And she goes, oh, I read his journal. And I go, oh, what Yikes. The fuck did you do? What'd you do that for?
Yeah.
Nothing good in there. Nobody writes in their journal, I love my girlfriend a lot. She's the best.
Yeah, they're like, damn, I wish I was single again.
Why won't this bitch stop talking?
Yeah, yeah. People write in their journals wild shit. Like, dude, I think I'm the devil. You know what I mean? You don't know what people are doing.
There wasn't like some hidden love poem in there about
it's like, just like this motherfucker farts in her sleep. Of course you're gonna get your feelings hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And read somebody's journal.
I was like, oh, I can't believe you did that. That was so dumb. That's what I told her. I didn't even sugarcoat it. I go,
dude, man. Yeah.
And boy, Al Beef is a lot better once you hear a stupid story from somebody.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If it even gets to a thing like if I see a comics notebook, I treat that shit like it's like been like it's like dipped in COVID. I'm like, it's over there. I don't even pick up comics notebooks if they leave them laying around the club or some shit, you know?
Not me. I get in there. I read out some jokes. I'll read jokes out loud. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're bad, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. You got to see what people are working on.
I don't know. I feel like some of my notebooks will just have like the password to the Patreon in there and shit. You know, I got to be careful. What are you doing? You getting close? You want to kiss me?
No, I was looking at what was going on with the other podcast, if it was working.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to give away trade secrets, but we do kind of, we're like Jeopardy, where we record a series of riffs in a row, because you get the riff up and running, and then you want to keep it hot, and you want to record them all. So I don't want to give away the magic, but we do record three or four riffs in a day in front of a live studio on it.
They're really quiet. I got an Al Beef story, man.
All right, let's hit that Al Beef.
My first time I was in Chicago, I was I forget what club. Oh, Comedy Bar. It was the first time I did Comedy Bar in Chicago. And I was like, dude, I got to try this Al Beef, you know? So I go down to the one by the club where the club used to be. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's like down by the Rainforest Cafe, whatever that part of Chicago is called, like all down. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, the Rock and Roll McDonald's is right there. So I just go, I go in the Al Beef, you know, and I get my little dipped sandwich and my little fries. I'm like sitting there by myself. This way pre-COVID. And like some lady walks in and just fully launches her sandwich into the restaurant at the dude working. And she yells, "It's fucking wrong." And then walked back outside and pulled her whole butt out and mooned the whole restaurant. And I was the only one that was like psyched, you know? I was like, now, that lady rocks.
Was she disturbed looking or was she?
Well, she looked mad, but I mean, not mad in like the old timey put them in a straitjacket way. She looked like angry. She looked like a normal person. Like she could have been a new street person, but she was.
So this was like pre Karen. So she was a Karen before that. There was probably the term Karen getting dropped on.
Yeah, but she wasn't she wasn't a black lady and she wasn't a white lady, but she wasn't a Karen. I think Karen's reserved for white ladies, right?
I guess.
That's like white lady thing to be is like, excuse me, like one of them fucking ladies. They got like a Vera Brad purse and Ugg boots on.
I guess it isn't Karen would ask to speak to the manager before sandwich launch.
Oh, dude, full launch, hit the dude in the chest. Shit went, she hit him so hard. You know how Al Beef is like the counter and then it's the grill and the fryers right behind him? When she hit him, the lettuce and shit went into the fryer. Shit was sizzling. People were yelling. There was a baby started crying. I was the only one that was like, big city life, daddy. You know what I mean? I loved it. Yeah, I love that shit.
Al's Beef is like a loose meat sandwich, right?
Yeah, it's just Arby's. It's just Arby's with hot peppers, you know?
Did you ever watch Roseanne, the TV show Roseanne?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Remember when they got real wild.
One of those seasons, they opened like a loose meat restaurant. And I was And they kept talking about loose meat. And I was like, but like in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati area where we're from, I never heard the term loose meat. I was like,
isn't loose meat like Mamwich? Like, remember Mamwich? It's like, it's just like ground beef in some sauce, you know? It's like Cincinnati chili on a bun is loose meat, right?
Yeah, I guess. It just disturbed me. I was like, Roseanne, this business isn't going to work.
Roseanne, you're tanking. Yeah.
You can't be selling loose meat.
Yeah, Dan Connor, man. Rest in peace.
I like it. I never watched the last season, but somebody said he died on the show.
Yeah, that's why I said rest in peace.
And then they just rebooted the show like, nah, that didn't happen.
Oh, no, it was a dream. The way the show ended was actually kind of sick. Like, he died because John Goodman was going to do some shit. And then they won the lottery, but then that was a dream. The lottery winnings.
The lottery winnings was a dream.
Maybe I'm forgetting. Maybe it wasn't a dream. But maybe they explained it away by being like, the whole thing was a dream. I don't know how they did it.
I think they just came back and was like, yeah, that last season didn't happen.
Maybe. Weren't a big Roseanne head?
I mean, I watched a lot of Roseanne. I mean, I remember I watched the Tom Arnold show that came on after it. That's some wild shit.
Golly. I've never laid mine eyes.
Are you about to just drink Italian dressing? I saw you. Oh, no, that's an L8 or a Heineken.
Yeah, it's a Heine.
You ever had an L8? If who are the listeners out there, there's a regional beverage called L8. It's mostly in parts of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And it's some sort of ginger ale.
I have had an L8. Every time you go to the Red River Gorge, you got to get that or a cheer wine.
Yeah, the Red River Gorge. That's where you go. That's now here in California. If you're going to take some magic mushrooms, the destination. You go out to Joshua Tree, and then you look at the stars and run into a cactus and poke yourself in the dick.
But bunch of trees that look like they're fucking dead. Yeah.
But if you're doing mushrooms in the greater sense, Red River Gorge is where everybody went. People would get it. People be like, if Red River Gorge was almost like the Vegas for people I grew up with. Like, it'd be like 10 o'clock. They'd be like, we're driving to the gorge right now. It's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And it's the woods. And they'd be like, we're going to the gorge. You coming? Yeah. I'm like, I ain't going to fall off a cliff, bro.
Dude, do you know how surprising it actually is that more people that we personally know aren't fucking dead from going to the Red River Gorge? Because that was like a place where everybody went to get so fucked up in the woods.
Yeah, people, that's where you go. You take some shrooms, you get fucking hammered, you drink a 12-pack of Bush Light, you know?
Dude, we actually riffed this on one of our hikes when you came back. You don't see kids smoking weed in the woods anymore, dude.
Don't have to. I mean, before you used to have to go like, you'd have to go on a journey to smoke weed because you were like, we're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Even we're going to go to jail for years. Yeah.
And even when you're out in the woods, you're like, I hope somebody ain't going to catch us. And like the fact that there were like old people calling up, and I'm sure there were old people calling up or just fucking narcs.
Yeah.
calling up and be like, oh, calling the police. People are smoking weed behind the dumpster. Dude, they're already behind the dumpster. Don't fuck
leave them alone.
Them.
Yeah, dude. Leave them alone.
I mean, those same people, would they, if they saw somebody drinking, you know? I mean, I guess if you saw some teens drinking behind a dumpster, maybe. But I wouldn't give a shit.
Dude, I used to, when I was coming up, there used to be this guy. I don't know his name, but because he never wore a name tag, but he had a tattoo on his forearm. It was the only tattoo he had. It was like on the inside of his forearm, and it said Big Pimpin'. And he used to work at the Speedway by my house, and we would always go down there, Speedway gas station. We would always go down there on like Friday and Saturday, and every other day he worked. And he would just open up the beer cooler and be like, go and get you some. And we just feed him a 20, and we would walk out with cases of beer. I was like 17, 18. We'd just be like, thanks, man. And then we would drink in the parking lot of the post office. And it's like, dude, that fucking ruled. We never got the cops called on us. We get in fist fights. We never got the cops called on us.
I mean, I feel like this summer is going to be you can drink wherever. You know what I mean? That's what's coming. Yeah. What's coming.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen either way.
Yeah. People are coming.
Yeah.
People are going to be drinking in the streets.
People are going to go out. And I mean, dude, don't be surprised if you don't see like people 69ing in a park. You know what I mean? And like people are fucking crazy now.
Yeah, man. I was going to. Man, we're starting to run out of time. I mean, the first episode was 18 minutes, so I don't know if that's going to always be the case.
Yeah. I like that, dude. A little quick hitter while somebody's driving to work. They get to catch up with the boys. They get to dip their toes in Rift City. They walk around. They might go to a new place, and then they fucking dart out.
I mean, for me, when I listen to a podcast, once it gets past 45 minutes, I'm checked out.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
And at the 45-minute mark, that's when they start hitting you with hit the like and subscribe, give us a rating, check out this, here's the plugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah. I mean, we're never going to plug anything except, you know, when we launch a Patreon or when we want you to buy a shirt or when we want you to come see one of our shows. That's the only time we're ever going to hit you with any of that stuff.
We'll get nasty with the shirts. if the first episode doesn't come out, expect a Rand Barnaglow shirt pretty soon.
And Riff Tucky.
And Riff Tucky and Riff and Addy. Yeah.
Riff and Natty.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, all right. Well, we want to move on. This is a segment. This is going to be the first episode was supposed to have this segment. but the computer exploded. Rand's computer, he spilled ranch dressing on it, and it blew up. Hidden Valley Ranch, dude. They got it. The podcast was fucking
My mic doesn't work. Everything stinks. There's chives everywhere.
Yeah, man, he looks like a loaded baked potato right now.
Yeah, dude. I'm dipped. Help me.
hold on. This segment is called, it's going to be called Word of Mouth, and we're going to try to hip you to some stuff in our universe that, you know, being part of the Riff universe, you're part of the, if you're listening to this, you're part of the Riff City extended universe. You're like in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the reading list. You know, this is going to be the soundtrack. This is going to be the shirts. This is like the GQ section. You know, I don't know what I'm really saying. You know,
I get what you're saying. And can I tell you something? I'm just now realizing this podcast might make me more interested in shit. So bring it on.
So the first thing I want to recommend or hit people to is Weezer. They got this new album. It's called OK Human, and there's no real guitar on it. There's a lot of symphony sort of stuff on it. So it's like all this composed strings and shit like that. I hadn't listened to like Weezer and probably like actually listened to the whole album in like 20 years. And I sat down and gave this album a listen, and I was like, damn, this is tight. And like the first song's called All My Favorite Songs, and it's about all his favorite songs being sad and shit. And that's the opening track, and it fucking rips. So if you're part of the Riff crew, give it a list. And also the other thing I want to, if I had some money, and this, you know, once I, if we get this up and running and we get a Patreon and or we do a fucking whatever to grift some money out of people, I'm gonna buy some wild shit with it. I promise you. Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking buy crypto. I'm not gonna
fuck that.
I'm not gonna fucking get a mutual fund. I'm gonna fucking spend all the money on wild shit.
Yeah. I did some wild shit. I did some wild shit last week.
And the other, if I had it, the band The Strokes, they have this jersey they're selling that looks like the Houston Astros jersey from the 80s, but it says The Strokes and it's black, and it looks just like the Astro shit, and it rips, but I think it's like $75. That's like, I don't know if you ever look at that magazine like Men's Journal, and they have like cool shit, like leather satchel, $170, and you're like, I got that. Or
doesn't it suck though? You can't, like, once you get some shit like that, you realize it's like, man, this ain't me, dude. I mean, you're smashing a 64-ounce Diet Coke in a 7-Eleven cup. You can't run a $170 satchel.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Or like those radios that look all cool and shit. I mean, you know.
Yeah, of course. Or
those electric bikes. You're like, maybe I'm gonna get an electric bike, bro.
Yeah. See, that's the shit I like. I went insane last week. Okay.
Hit me with it.
I bought you know me, dude. I'm into shoes, man. I bought not a huge shoe guy. I have a lot of shoes, but I only have one shoe I've always wanted, and it's always been too expensive. And P-Pop Joe hit me with that stimmy, and
I got that.
And I went insane, dude. I bought a pair of Jordan 11 Concords.
Oh man, I don't know anything about it, but it sounds like pretty cool. I mean, I know the word Concord was like that supersonic jet. So yeah,
these are they got these little Concord grape accents on just the sole and a little jump man on the tongue. And they were the most expensive thing I bought. It was either those or a PlayStation 5. And PlayStation 5s were on back order.
Mm.
I went insane.
But I mean, for people, and people love shoes. I mean, this is probably, they're like, oh, this is our guy.
Yeah. I went to, when I was on stage this weekend, some guy from the crowd was like, as soon as I grabbed the microphone, he was like, I see them Concords. And I was like, thank you, Joe Biden. Got a good laugh, but I was like, well, he knew that that's the only way I had those fucking shoes on my feet is if I got injected with some cash. You know what I mean?
And you wore those shoes on stage. You flexed them right out.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what they're for. Fuck it.
Major.
Yeah.
Now, how often will you wear these pair of shoes? Just on, are they a stage shoe?
Yeah. Well, no, I walked around Chicago in them. I had to break them up, dude.
Now, you know, I don't know if you know this, if you know a lot about tax law or whatever, but if you wear those shoes on the stage, they're part of your wardrobe, and I believe you can write that off. Now, you might want to check with your tax guy, maybe H&R Block Turbo Tax, but you might be able to write.
I will check with him because I've literally only bought them to do stand-up in.
So you might be able to write those off. You might be able to write those bad boys off at the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what happens? You know, you get a lady friend. She's on your case about your shoe addiction.
I'm like, that's a write off, darling.
Honey, I'm writing that off. That's part of my. That's for my work. That's for my job.
My job. Yeah. Would you tell a construction worker not to buy Red Wings? That's for my job. Yeah.
It's for my job. Okay.
You
think Jeff Bezos isn't writing off his slacks?
There's no way, dude.
Everything's written off.
And head butter.
Head butter. That's getting written off all day long.
Yeah.
He's creaming up that dome every day, writing it off.
Guy is shining. I got a sorry I interrupted with my shoe talk, but I my recommendation for the week is every one of the Rift City residents need to know that it's sumo citrus season, baby.
What's it now?
Oh, it's sumo citrus season, and you know what that means? You got them big sumo oranges, them citrus out there. They're juicy, they're nice, and they cost a pretty penny. Three of them are like $7, but it's worth it.
Now, did you get these free from your other podcast?
No. I got these at Whole Foods. They were not free. They were very expensive.
I think somebody did it. I can't remember what podcast it was, but it threw me. They were doing it. Maybe it was Conan O'Brien. He might have did an ad read for fucking...
Sumo?
He might have did an ad read for fucking oranges.
Dude, how the fuck do we get sponsored by fruit, dude? That's what we need, man.
I mean, Conan O'Brien's got that big... He kind of looks like an orange, so they're probably like, dude, this is synergy. This is happening.
Well, I kind of look like a fucking sumo. I can't get one. You know what I mean?
I figured you would be trying to focus on getting free shoes. I mean, you got to have a purpose for doing this podcast.
Dude, if Nike doesn't give Tom Segura free shoes, I ain't never getting free shoes, dude. You know what I mean?
They ain't dropping the big, I don't know, I can't.
Big Tommy? they're not giving him shoes, man. The only comic they've ever given shoes to is fucking Kevin Hart, dude. They're not hooking us up, man. We're fucked.
What about Converse? Converse
You know what? We could probably get PF Flyers. We could probably get Avias, like fucking Richard Ramirez. We could probably get some Avias, dude.
Or maybe some of those Instagram shoes.
Yeah, you know, those brands. They're like Swiss. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Maybe one of those brands.
Yeah. That would be sick. I would take free shoes from Instagram. But you know what, dude? My recommendation isn't Swiss shoes that are indestructible. It's fucking sumo season, man.
All right. Rand's hitting you with that citrus. Get that citrus. Get that C.
We're so coming juicy. Up on,
look at that. We're at the end of the second or maybe first episode of the Rift City. And we've had a great time. We'll check back in with you soon. You know, we're just going to drop these, you know, I mean, I'd like to get it where, you know, we record a batch and then we just throw them out there so people can binge them or something like that.
That would be sick. Yeah, that would be really sick.
You know, I mean, just do some wild shit, you know?
Yeah, dude, let's be wild. I love getting wild with you. Thank you, Captain.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Riffers, and then thank everybody. Okay, we're going to hit the stop button and then hopefully we can download this.